Welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast with your host, Funk Roberts. Funk has co-authored the best-selling book, Rapid Body Makeover. He is a master metabolic trainer, has been interviewed as a fitness expert on NBC, ABC, and CBS affiliates, and has a dedicated following of over 1.5 million people worldwide. With this podcast, Funk is dedicated to helping men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond to regain their manhood and reach their highest potential through fitness, health, nutrition, mindset, and becoming over 40 alpha men. Join me in welcoming your host, Funk Roberts.
We are live, we are live, we are live, people, and welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast. This is episode number 28, and this is a very important episode because this is the episode where we're going to release to you pretty much the exact diet plan, nutrition plan that I just used to lose 24 pounds in 28 days, which, as you guys know, if you haven't heard the story, when I went away to Australia, so before I went to Australia, I had a knee injury. It was a really bad knee injury. I didn't know what was wrong. Turns out so far, it looks like it's meniscus and patella, but I had a knee injury. And then we went away to Australia. I work for the UFC, so I worked a bit for the UFC, but we went for vacation beforehand. So, you know, you're on there for a week, you're traveling, you're hiking, you're doing all these things, and my knee started to hurt more and more. And then working for the UFC, I work in operations with the fighters. So there's a lot of physical stuff, but a lot of moving around, walking around here and there. And my knee just exploded during, the final night, fight night. And then flying over back home, obviously the inflammation happened. So when you couple being on vacation, eating the foods you love, enjoying your vacation with, the stress, the high cortisol, the inflammation that happened during the fight week and eating on fight night, by the time I got home, I was 30 pounds heavier. I was 209 pounds. I'm always 180 pounds. So that was huge. And when I looked and I took that picture, a lot of it was inflammation, but a lot of it was fat, like literally fat. And so I was like, okay, how do I get rid of this? And so we hooked up with Rachel and I just, hooked up and created a carb cycling program. She created a carb cycling program. We kind of like, mixed what we do with Meditest Boost nutrition plan, where, making sure that we have the foods that support our hormones. And of course, carb cycling, which I'd never done before. Well, actually, I should never say that because I've used carb cycling, which is what I'm talking about, the diet I'm talking about, to cut weight, a form of carb cycling to cut weight, and also when I prepared for photo shoots. So, but I didn't know it was called carb cycling. I was just getting photo shoot ready, or I was just cutting weight for fights. That was it. And then my wife, obviously, she used it because she used to be a bodybuilder, a very high level bodybuilder, so she used it all the time. So I started using it, what we're going to share with you, and literally and I wasn't able to work out either. So I couldn't do any cardio, any metabolic training. Sure, I did, upper body stuff, but there was no metabolic training. There's nothing to really, speed up fat loss. So I ended up losing 24 pounds, like literally going down to 185 in like 4 weeks. And then now I'm like 179, and I continue using carb cycling, and I'm going to go back up to the 3-1-2-1, which we're going to talk about, just to get ready for a trip that we're going on. But, today I'm really excited because on the podcast today, we have Rachel Morgan who, Rachel, I have to say, I am grateful, thankful. I'm bowing to the fact that we were able to create this and help us put this together to help me, man. Like literally, this is life-changing for me because, of course I've been doing our Meditest Boost nutrition plan, been doing fasting, but this really, like, I've never seen this type of sustainable weight loss in such a long time. So first of all, welcome to the podcast, Rachel.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to be here. And this is one of my favorite topics.
Yes, it is carb cycling. So, let's talk about, let's talk about how you got started. What's your background? What's your background? What's going on?
So, I have always loved fitness and nutrition. I was an athlete my whole life. And so I'd always been interested in how to kind of optimize myself and my performance. And obviously nutrition is key for that. And so I just really dug in, like when I was in college and I was doing different certification programs and things like that, to just get more knowledge on nutrition. At that time, I was also working for a holistic health practitioner. And so she came from like a very natural holistic standpoint, obviously. And I just learned a ton from her, which just like made me more thirsty for knowledge. Mm-hmm. The more you learn, I think the more you want to learn. And so, yeah, I've just always been really interested in it. And I noticed as I started changing my diet, even in college as an athlete, how much it impacted my performance. I played soccer, so on the soccer field and even like in my classes in the classroom, and how my brain was functioning. And so, yeah, I just dove right into it. After college, I started working for, it's now HitMax. At the time it was HitBurn. Awesome. And, love them. And I was working more so on the nutrition side. And that is where I really got introduced to carb cycling. And that's where I started to try it myself. At that time I was also doing CrossFit. And so it was really eye-opening to me when in that CrossFit space, a lot of people were into paleo and the zone diet and things like that. So to come from this different perspective with carb cycling, when I switched to that, I noticed a huge difference in my body, my body composition. And ultimately, I stopped CrossFit because I mean... So many thoughts on that, but yeah. I love it for many reasons. I just wasn't something that was sustainable for my body long term. Like you talked about inflammation, I was very, very inflamed. Just was breaking myself down these killer workouts that really weren't necessary. So I stopped doing that when I started getting into like more sustainable way of training and living my life with more rest and not killing myself every day, and then fueling my body properly with carb cycling is when I noticed my entire body composition changed and I had to do way less work.
Right.
And I felt so much better. So that was a huge bonus. During the time I was doing CrossFit, I was having some hormonal imbalances. I know that's something you guys talk about a lot. And so stepping back and, you know, obviously female hormones are going to be a little different than male hormones, but that's when I really dove into integrative medicine and started an integrative health practitioner program. And the focus was on hormones because that's something that I had experienced issues with. And, you know, I know so many other men and women are having those problems. And there are some really simple, like holistic, natural things that you can do that can really help to optimize your hormones in your body.
Yeah. I mean, that's, I'm glad you said the hormone portion, because that for me was the reason why I started with the over 40 movement, was because my hormones were all out of whack when I was 40, 41. And I needed to completely change from, you know, bodybuilding style training. I had to completely change my nutrition to a more hormone, centric nutrition plan that helped my testosterone levels while keeping cortisol and insulin and, you know, estrogen levels low. Mm-hmm. And realizing that, you know, I didn't have to work out as crazy as I did before. But yeah, it was like the hormone portion is key, because once our hormones are balanced, then more energy, metabolism's better. Like life, you're happier, your body composition completely changes, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. I think that it's the missing key for most people. We always hear, you know, I've hit a weight loss plateau, I'm working really hard, I'm eating really, really well, I'm not seeing any progress. And it's like, okay, there's something deeper going on. Just with the world that we live in today, the stresses that we have, the endocrine disruptors that are in everything, it is more common than most people think. And I think that, like I said, it is the missing key for a lot of people in starting their progress again toward their goals.
Yeah. So 100%. So when we talk about carb cycling, like I know, you know, one of the things that when I first started, and it happens every day, actually, I shouldn't even say when I first started, every new person that comes into the membership to the Over 40 Alpha program, they automatically get scared of carbs, because in my program, the major nutrition plan carbs are key, because with testosterone, you need, 40%, it's 40-40-20, 40 carbs, 40-20, 40 carbs, 40% fats, 20% protein. Protein's not the most important macro, but we need it. Whereas carbs and fats are. So when I tell them that right off the bat, they're like, whoa, okay, are you sure? And so that first week and a half, they have no energy.
Yes.
They're kind of like, they're just, things aren't going, they have no energy, things aren't going the way they are. And I'm always asking, what's going on? It's like, well, I was following the program, but I didn't eat as many carbs, or I left out the carbs. I'm like, no, you have to eat carbs. Once they implement the carbs in, they're like, oh my God, I've got more energy. My metabolism's better. Like, everything is better. And, but at first, a lot of people are afraid of carbs, right? Is that, you find that as well?
Absolutely. And it's becoming more and more prevalent with the popularity of the keto diet. And it's something that, I really wish wasn't demonized, because carbs are so healthy and they're so important for you. And in particular for hormonal function, you do need to have carbohydrates. So I think that it's really sad that they've been demonized, and there's many reasons for it. But the biggest thing that I try to get across to clients is that it's the kind of carbs that you're eating, right? So if you're eating cake and cookies and those are your carb sources, that's going to be great for your body. And this is one of the reasons that, like, I connected with you so well when I started learning about your programs and the foods that you suggest and your stress, and like you talk about sleep and things like that, where you come from a holistic perspective. The foods that you're suggesting are really, really healthy. The carb sources are really, really high quality, healthy carb sources. That's all that matters. So I think that when you get away from food quality, there can be some issues there. But if you're sticking with high quality foods and really great sources of carbs, like I said, they are very important for your body. And carb cycling in particular, the beauty of that is that you get the benefits of the low carb diet. Mm-hmm. So by keeping on your low carb days, your source of energy and fuel is healthy fats, right? But then you have those high carb days sprinkled in where your source of energy and fuel is going to be carbohydrates. And so that is going to, one, feed your muscles and your glycogen stores, and two, it's going to keep your body metabolically flexible, which is so, so important, especially in the world that we live in today, because I mean, carbs are everywhere, right? So if you do go full keto, for example, or just get on a low, low carb diet, eventually sometime in your life, you're going to eat carbohydrates again, whether it's at Christmas dinner or Thanksgiving, or you're at a wedding. And if your body is not metabolically flexible, you will not be able to utilize those carbs. So that's why oftentimes when people get off of a low carb diet and they add carbs in, they gain weight, because they've, for lack of a better term, completely messed with their metabolism. And so my point with all this is just that carb cycling is the best of both worlds, where you're getting those days of low carb, you're burning the fat as the fuel, but then you have those high carb days to refill your muscles, your glycogen stores, and to keep your body metabolically flexible so that you can enjoy food and carbs from time to time and not have a huge swing in your weight, not get super tired afterwards, and all, the kind of negative things that come along with that.
Yeah. You said a few things you said. First of all, carbs, like, there are carbs that you shouldn't eat. And that's why we talk about, like, there's good carbs and there's bad carbs, and we'll get into that a little bit later. But also, that's why, not all calories are created equal. That's, when we start getting calorie counting and people are like, well, I'm getting, this many calories from carbs, but it's the type of carbs you're eating. That's why it's really important to your the source of your nutrition, the source of your calories is more important than anything, than making sure that you hit your calorie number by just shoving your face with just food without even knowing what the source is. And the other thing that's so amazing that you said was, like, I just talked to one of our Over 40 Alpha brothers, and he was telling me about how when he went keto, so very first time before he met the Funkster, he was keto. So he was like 320 pounds. Yeah. He went keto. He lost 50 pounds. But as soon as he stopped, he not only did he gain that weight back, but also when he went, after he lost those 50 pounds, he went to the doctor and got his testosterone levels checked, and his testosterone levels were down to 140, like, was super, super low. But he's like, I've lost all this weight. I'm doing this keto. Why is my testosterone level low? obviously a doctor to talk to him. And so he went off keto and found the over 40 alpha. Now his testosterone's doubled, almost tripled now. And, you know, he's lost all that weight again. It's sustainable. But yeah, that just talks to how, you know, paleo, keto, all of those, you know, low carb, like always going low carb, that is always going to backfire. Like, yeah, you may lose weight right off the bat. Sure, you may lose weight, but it's not sustainable. And your hormones are going to take the brunt of that. Because again, this gentleman's hormones, testosterone is 100. You should be at like,
yeah.
I mean, for a guy in their 40s and 50s and 60s, I always say to strive for like 700-800, even though they say like 500 is normal. Mm-hmm. We always want to strive for as high as we possibly can. Right. You know, when you're younger, you're at 900 to 1,000. We want to get that high. So at 100, and I think at 250, you qualify for TRT, which you don't want to go on. But right. You know what I mean? So yeah, that's super. I'm glad you said that. And the last thing I just want to say is you've like the reason why I came to you specifically for carb cycling is because of the success you guys have had using carb cycling with your following, right? Even though it's mostly women. You guys have had so much success, right?
We have had so much success. And our community is majority women, but we do have a lot of men as well that have success with carb cycling. And I've seen a lot of my friends do it just from following me and had really great success. And the reason is because the way we teach it and the way that I know you teach it now is that we have this flexible approach where it is not an all or nothing type of thing. And so the reason for the success is that it is sustainable long-term for people. And that's the biggest thing that I always try to get across to clients. Like I never want to demonize any diet or anything like that or whatever someone's teaching. It may work for them. It may work for some of their clients. But I think that the biggest thing that this industry needs is simple, healthy advice. And so it's not cutting out any major food group or macronutrient. I don't think that that is sustainable or healthy long-term. It's not, you know, getting to like the very fine details of like, I can't have this extra strawberry because it doesn't fit my macros. Like we need to come from a really flexible approach that you can do long-term for your health. Number one, and for your goals, because I always say, like, if you are coming from the perspective of I'm doing this for my health, your body is going to follow because a healthy body always looks better than an unhealthy body, right?
Totally.
So, yeah, I think that the main reason for success is one, carb cycling is so effective because you're allowing your body, like I said, to have those different sources of fuel and energy and burn them in a really efficient way. And then it's also really sustainable because we're not ever cutting out one food group. You're never going to go hungry. I personally don't even count calories or macros. I just listen to my body. Yeah. Yeah. And I carb cycle. And I also change up my carb cycle based on my goals and based on where I'm at. And that keeps me, you know, reaching those goals. And as they change, I can maybe have more lower carb days or maybe I have more higher carb days. It just depends. So my point in all that is that I think it's been so effective just because it's something that people can do long-term and stay healthy doing.
Totally. That's great. So let's dive down. What is carb cycling? Like if for someone who has no clue what it is, what is it? How would you explain that to them?
Yeah. So it is basically you're going to have days where you are eating low carb followed by days that you're eating high carb. And so for example, you may have three low carb days where you are eating the majority of the time protein, veggies, and healthy fats. So healthy fats usually are, I say, like one ingredient foods, anything that isn't processed. So things like nuts, seeds, avocados, nut butters, oils like olive oil, avocado oil, coconut oil, things like that. Healthy fats. So you're eating at each meal protein, veggies, and healthy fats on your low carb days. And then you're going to give your body a high carb day where you're keeping your fats low, but on those days at each meal, you're going to be eating protein, veggies, and a healthy carb source. So some healthy carb sources might be rice, potatoes, oats, fruit, quinoa, things like that. So again, you're having maybe three low carb days followed by a high carb day, followed by two more low carb days, followed by one more high carb day. So that would complete your week. And so in that particular carb cycle, you're focusing on weight loss because you're having more lower carb days, and then you're sprinkling in those high carb days to give your body that fuel from the carbs.
Wow, that's great. Yeah, that's exactly the one I use. The the three low, one high, two low, one high. And it was great because you know, I kept things very simple. Like I always tell these guys, you know, keep it simple. Like have your go-to carbs that you're always going to eat. Like I only had, like, for me, it was rice, sweet potato, quinoa.
Yeah.
Those were the three. Cause I didn't even eat breakfast really. So those were the three that I had. Protein. Like you mentioned, protein stays consistent, right? Like protein stays consistent, whether it's a high carb day or a low carb day. Protein is an important macronutrient because we don't naturally produce protein. Our bodies, it's building blocks. We need protein 100%. So, that stayed stable. And for me, it was like chicken and fish, pork, you know, grass fed beef. That's what it was during the 28 days. And then my fats, avocado, lots of coconut butter, coconut oil, you know, that kind of thing, olive oil. Brazil nuts. So that was pretty much, and it was simple. It was so easy to follow because I kept things super, super simple. So when it comes to so on a low carb day, how many, like, can we break down, like, are there enough amount of meals you should have in a day? And like, what are like kind of the grams or breakdowns of each macronutrient that
Great question. So the meal number is, I always try to express to clients that that's very individual based on your body and your schedule. I personally cannot eat six meals a day because I don't have time for that. But my meals that I do eat are very large to make sure I'm getting in enough calories. And so I'm usually eating three, sometimes four meals a day, making sure that I'm getting in enough calories. Again, listening to my body. If I'm hungry, I may grab a snack. But I think that that's key, is figuring out in your schedule. I feel personally, and I think there's a lot of debate on this topic, but I feel that meal number is kind of splitting hairs. You want to look at your overall food intake and food quality, and that's going to be more important. And if it's causing you stress to eat six meals a day, that's going to be more detrimental to your health anyway. Totally. So if you can only fit in three, just make sure they're large enough in size, or that you are having your meal and having your snack right after. So maybe you're pairing your meal and your snack together. So that is my spiel on.
I agree. Like for me, it was two. For me, I eat two, you know, if I can get three in, I'll get three in, but two, but I make sure, like, I always post in our Facebook group, my meals, and they're just massive. Like, you know, I have one plate. I don't go for seconds, but it's usually really big. I make sure I got a lot of salad in there. I got a, you know, big clump of protein. If it's low carb day, then it'll just be a lot of fat, and that's literally it. If it's, you know, so we're just talking about low carb. So yeah, that's literally what it would be. And then if I do eat carbs on that day, usually I kept it the quinoa, and then I would just, you know, have one of those meals would have the carb, whether it was like after a workout or what have you. But that's how simple I kept it, two to three. And I even tell these guys, you know, don't try not to eat more than three times a day, because, you know, for us guys, it's, you know, our body needs time to digest the food. And if you're continually eating throughout the day, then you're putting stress on your hormones. The cortisol levels are going high. Your body can't digest. You know, your metabolism starts to slow down. It's like, hold on, slow down, man. Like you're just, you know, thyroids go all out of whack. So three times is all you need. Just make sure those three meals are big. And if you need an extra one, then for sure.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I totally agree with that. I think that, it's important. I love that you teach fasting, because I think that that's so healthy and it's great for your blood sugar, for your hormones, for literally everything. So yeah, I think it's really important to have those breaks in the feeding window. And then as far as like macronutrients go, I do keep it pretty flexible. Like I said, I don't personally count, but it is good to have a kind of general number, and then you can always maybe have that number in the back of your mind. Maybe you're counting for a week or so, and then from there, you know what your meals look like. So you may not have to do that anymore. Again, just what works with your body. So for protein, like you were saying, you keep it pretty stable across both days. Protein stays the same. So anywhere from 1 gram to 1.2 grams of protein per pound of body weight is going to be really, really great. Fat, again, you want to keep in mind that on your low carb days, those are your high fat days. And so on those days, you can be anywhere from like 70 to 100 grams of fat. Fat is very satiating. So it's something that is going to keep you full longer than like a carb. And then on your high carb days, anywhere from like 40 to 50 grams of fat. Again, I just like to, on those days, cook my meals in oils, and that's how I get my fats. I don't add any additional after that. So I'm not going to add nuts or anything like that. But I love cooking in really healthy oils, maybe drizzling like olive oil on top of veggies or a salad. And then as far as carbs go, on low carb days, you're just pretty much getting your carbs from veggies. So about 50 grams is a good number. That being said, I love what you said about you had a little bit of carbs maybe on your low carb days on some days post-workout. And so that's where the flexibility comes in, because if I have a really heavy workout day or a leg day and it falls on a low carb day and I'm feeling like I need some fuel, like I don't hesitate to throw in a sweet potato after my workout,
right?
You know, or some rice or something to get in that fuel. So that's not something I do every low carb day. But again, if I'm feeling that I need that and I had a really heavy lifting day, maybe leg day or something like that, it's okay to around your workout throw in something like a sweet potato, which is fairly low in carbs anyways, or maybe some berries, something like that. And then on high carb days, you can be anywhere from like 200 to 250 grams. So again, on those days, just keep in mind that you are keeping your fats low. High carb equals low fat. And you are including carbs at every meal. And then you should hit that number. If you're including carbs at every meal, you should be able to hit that.
That's awesome. Yeah, there it is, guys. That's a breakdown of you know, once you have that in place, like the template in place, then it's about kind of trying to, you know, figure out, you know, personalizing it to you. Yeah. What works for you? What does a day look like for you? You know, what are your meals going to be? You know, your go-to car, your macros, just have go-to macros. Don't try to make it like every meal's got to be different and you got to change this and that. Like, keep it super simple, because what will happen is, just like Rachel said, like the template that we gave you is just a template, right? Like 50 grams, 200 grams. You're going to know how much 50 grams is by the second week. You're going to know, okay, I know how much 50, 40, you know, grams is. I kind of get it now. I know that this, you know, I know how many, you know, 70 to 100 grams of fat is going to be throughout the day. I get it. And you can always kind of like be flexible with that stuff, which is really good. But, you know, and again, then you won't need to worry about, you know, grams. And like after the week, I just, you know, you can just look at your plate and know, okay, this is pretty much what's going to help. And if you're even off a little bit, it's not going to, it's not like keto, where if you're like, you know, if you eat something, then you're going to be out of ketosis. Like, this is not like that. You're still going to get the benefits. Just, you just got to make sure that you stay, you know, relatively strict. And then on the final high carb day, that was a day I used for my guilt-free meals. So I like pounded back pizza if I wanted to, or like hamburgers and fries. Like, I use that day as a day where, you know what, I'm gonna really get like a ton of, maybe not the most healthy carbs in, but I was able to get that and still reset my body and still, you know, lose all that weight, right? That's okay with this plan, right?
Totally. I love that you do that. I think that it's so healthy mentally and actually physically for your body to include like a guilt-free meal, or like we call it a flex meal,
right?
Because I don't consider it a cheat, because it's like you're not cheating on anything. You're just having the foods that you enjoy so that you can continue this sustainably long term. Because if we totally cut out the food that you enjoy, if you love pizza or you love pasta, and I tell you, you can never eat that again because it doesn't fit into carb cycling, eventually you're going to binge on it and it's not going to be good. Or you're just going to fall off of carb cycling because you're like, I can't do this anymore. So the other piece of that is that I think it's so important for your body to undulate your calories, because at no time in the history of human beings did we eat the same exact number of macronutrients and calories every single day. And so in order to keep our metabolism strong and fueled really well and keep our body guessing, because our bodies are adaptation machines, right? So eventually if we feed our bodies the same exact number of calories every single day for the rest of our lives, our body's going to get really efficient with those calories. So we want to keep it guessing. We want to keep our metabolism fueled really, really well. So if you include a day like that, or like you were saying with the flexibility, even on your days of carb cycling, if you have a little more calories on one day or a little less on one day, I think personally that that's really healthy for your body and your metabolism to undulate the calories, you know, throughout the week.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Love it. Love it. I love this. This is why I love carb cycling, and I love the, the flexibility of it. Now,
yes.
So far we've just spoke about one type of carb cycle. This is like the one where, like, if someone needed to lose like 30 plus pounds, 20, 25 plus pounds, or someone's trying to get shredded, this is the one I would give them. Like, I would give you this one because, or even if, like, you've got to a point where, you know what, I've come to like I've hit a plateau. I don't know what's happening. I'm not like, you know, I can't get rid of this belly fat. Like, I would just say, you know what, try this for a month. Go to 3-1-2-1 for a month. Let's see what your body does with it. And then from there, we can move on. But if generally speaking, someone has a lot of weight to lose, or someone who's trying to like lose the last like 2 pounds, or not 2 pounds, like 2% body fat, like trying to really get lean, I would say, you know what, try this for a month. That's 28 days. And then let's see where you're at. So from there, though, we have two more different carb cycle protocols. So why don't you go into those two as well?
Yeah. And so, like I said before, I will change my carb cycle based on my goals or what I have going on. So, for example, I was just told this morning that I need to be in Arizona next week for a photo shoot. And so this week, I'll probably stick with the 3-1-2-1 plan, because last week was Thanksgiving and I ate more food, more high carb days than normal, right? So it's cool that you can be flexible in that way. Or you can be on like the 3-1-2-1 plan for a 28-day plan where you're really focused on shedding weight and all that good stuff. That's going to be the most effective plan for fast fat loss. From there, we have a 2-1 plan. So that's just two low carb days followed by one high carb day. And then you repeat in that fashion. And then that is going to be more beneficial for someone who's looking to kind of tone and gain more muscle mass. Sorry, can you hear my dog?
Yeah. Do you want to hold on?
Let me let him in.
I'm going to pause this one. Okay. 2-1-2-1, right?
Yep. So that 2-1 plan is going to be really great for somebody who's still looking to shed weight, but also maybe you're weightlifting or you just need a break from that 3-1 plan. So it's still going to allow you to burn fat, but you're also going to be able to build muscle with this plan.
Right. So that plan is just to overview. So 2 days of low carb, 1 day high carb, 2 day low, 1 day high. So 2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1. It doesn't work out to an actual week, guys, but you just go 2-1-2-1-2-1 for 28 days. Or like, you know, again, I like to do like, you know, go through, once you've kind of figured out the plan that you like, then you can literally go from week to week and change things up. But like to go for, you know, someone who, you know, maybe has under 20 pounds to lose, someone who's, you know, maybe at a stage where they're like in some of our phases, we have muscle building phases where some guys want to build more muscle. And, you know, they're not really worried about putting on a little bit of weight because they know that they're going to shred at the next phase. But other guys, they're like, okay, I still have weight to lose, but I know this is a muscle building phase. Okay, well, 2-1-2-1, because you'll still get the carbs to, you know, to help support muscle growth, right?
Yep. Okay. I love how you put that. Yeah. So the 2-1 phase is kind of like what I found personally for me to be a really great maintenance phase. Okay. And this can be different for every person, because then from there we have a 1-1 phase. We're having one low carb followed by one high carb day, and then you repeat in that fashion. And so that's going to be really great for either a maintenance phase if your body feels really good like that, or for somebody who's looking to get into more of that strength phase. So maybe during this phase you're also lifting heavier with lower reps, and the focus here is to build muscle. In the end, this is also going to be really great for your metabolism, because obviously muscle growth is really great for metabolism. It's also great for hormones and all that stuff. So I think it's important to cycle through the phases again, because as I mentioned earlier, our bodies are adaptation machines. So you never want to stick with that same carb cycle forever. Like, I wouldn't suggest you stick with a 3-1-2-1 plan for an entire year.
No.
But if you stick with it until you reach your fat loss goals and you're like, okay, Now I want to get into more of a strength phase. Let's maybe move into the 1-1 or the 2-1 plan. So what's, like I said, so beautiful about carb cycling is that it is so flexible and that you can mold it to really match your goals. And I love that most people are probably going to start on that 3-1-2-1 plan to shed the fat.
Right.
But then from there, like, you have options based on what you want to do with your body.
For sure. I love it. Like, so the 1-1, again, one day high, one day low, yeah. One day high, one day low. I like that too for, like you said, maintenance for sure. If you're someone who, if you've reached it, you've reached your goals, you're where you're at. Like for me, after I get back from Vegas, after I get back from Vegas, I'll probably have to go back to doing the three. I'll probably just do 2-1, 2-1, 2-1 just because, you know, Christmas is coming. You know what I mean? Like, so I'll just go 2-1, 2-1 and you know, have more cheat or guilt-free meals. But maintenance for sure, or someone who's like skinny. Someone who's skinny fat, who's like, listen, man, I'm having a hard time building muscle or like building some size, but I have a belly. So what can I do? And for me, I would tell them, okay, if we're going to use carb cycling, then that's the one I'm going to put you on 1-1-1-1. And on those, you know, that way you have more high carb days to help you build muscle, but you're still going to burn because you have, you know, those low carb days that'll help you burn.
Yeah, totally. Again, it's just like having that flexibility based on where you are in your life and what your goals are, and the fact that you can choose a carb cycle to fit that, or like you were saying, to fit your body type. If you're somebody who is just really thin, maybe you're a hard gainer, it might be really helpful for you to be on more of a 1-1 plan for a while, to just get that muscle growth going.
Cool. That's great. I mean, this is, yeah, man, this has been, again, like I mentioned before, this has been a game changer for me in regards to, like, you know, I didn't, you know, again, I've used carbs, a form of carb cycling in the past, you know, and fighters use it all the time. And then also, you know, like you said, you're getting ready for a shoot. So, okay, well, I'm getting ready for a shoot, 3-1-2-1, like that's pretty much there. But now it's something that everyone can use. It's sustainable because you can cycle through. I would start again, if you have weight to lose, start with the 3-1-2-1 or carb cycle shred is what I call it. But it is important. The foods you eat are very, very important. Like, you can't just like go on your own and start carb cycling without knowing the foods you need, the right carbs you should use, the proteins and the fats and vegetables are going to be key. Like, I'm always saying, put vegetables on every one of your plates, right? Like, always have vegetables on your plate. And then, you know, water is always key, right?
Always. I love that you talked about food quality. I think that's something that a lot of people miss. And I know earlier you said like grass-fed meat. And so I did want to just touch on that for a second for listeners, because I know a lot of people are here focused on hormones and testosterone. And so when you focus on that food quality, especially with your meats, getting really sustainably raised meats that are grass-fed, grass-finished, no added hormones, is going to be really, really important for you, because you are what you eat, right? So if you're eating foods that are pumped full of hormones, then that is going to affect your hormonal balance in your body. Same thing with like fruits and veggies. If you can get those, you know, organic, and that all is just going to help with that hormonal balance. So I think that, like you were saying, when you pair carb cycling with food quality, like, you're going to see the most results as far as weight loss and overall health goes and hormonal balance, what we're coming on here for.
Yeah, I can agree. Like, I've actually changed. It's so funny because, you know, chicken's a big for me, and I would just go to the store and buy chicken and, you know, whatever's the cheapest. Oh, you got chicken on sale here, let's buy it. And then my wife came home with organic chicken that she got from a place called Organic Garage, which is just a very, not cheap, but, it's inexpensive, healthy eating, right? It's not whole foods, but, you get the same quality of food. So she came back with organic chicken. And when I had that, I'm like, wow, like night and day. Organic chicken to your regular chicken you get in those packages is night and day. Like, the quality, the taste, you know, it's just unbelievable. So I always tell these guys at the beginning, it's just about changing your foods, changing the type of foods. Let's just start there. But as you keep going, it's starting to really focus on the quality, more organic, grass-fed, wild caught. Like that's where you start after 3 or 4 months in the program. You're like, okay, now it's time to take it up a notch. Let's really dial in on the food quality. And with this carb cycling, you should start off by dialing in with the food quality, you know, making sure that, like you said, grass fed meats and wild caught, all of that stuff that's not pumped with hormones, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like you said, the chicken tasted better if you get, you know, organic pasture raised eggs, for example, and compare that to a regular egg, you're gonna be like, wow, how did I ever eat
yellow yolk, man?
Yeah.
Yellow. Deep, yeah.
Yeah. So I think that food quality is something that it's like always let's hit the big rocks first. First, let's get you carb cycling. Let's get you on these whole healthy, one ingredient, non-processed foods. From there, you can dial in on the food quality a little bit more, get those grass-fed, grass-finished meats, try to stick with organic pasture-raised chicken, eggs, things like that. And then if you are somebody who is able to buy organic food, that's great. You can also look at like the Dirty Dozen and Clean 15 list, which gives you an idea of what fruits and veggies you should buy organic, right, so that you may not be spending as much money. Some of them, they don't necessarily need to be organic, but others really important that you do get organic. So that's something you can always look into. I think with hormones in general, it's really important to just think of food quality.
For sure. So I got a couple more things before we go. Working out. So yeah. I know we touched on it before, like, you know, specifically when you're doing 3-1-2-1, my program or with the program that we have, you know, you're working out 3 to 4 times a week. So not a lot, but you're still working out 3 to 4 times a week. And if you're on a 3-1-2-1 plan, that your workouts are going to be on some low carb days. So what are your thoughts on how to, you know, deal with that?
Yeah. First of all, I think that it's great that they're working out 3 to 4 days a week. I see some crazy plans where people are training really, really hard 6 or 7 days a week. And that is actually not good for your body or your hormones at all. So having those rest days is really, really important. Like we were talking about earlier, if you have a low carb day that falls on a day when you worked out really, really hard, maybe you had a higher intensity workout or you lifted that day and you're just feeling depleted, you can feel free to throw in like a sweet potato post-workout, or maybe you grab a handful of strawberries on your way out to the gym or something like that. I personally can work out on a low carb day. Like I can train legs on most low carb days and be okay. But there are some days that I feel afterwards like, okay, I need a little bit more fuel. And so I will have a sweet potato with my post-workout meal. So it's important that if you can pair your harder workouts with your higher carb days, that's great. If you can, if that doesn't work in your schedule, I tell people like, don't worry about switching up the carb cycle, stick with the same carb cycle. Right. Just if you are feeling on that day, like I lifted really heavy, I need some more fuel, throw in like a sweet potato post-workout and that's totally okay.
Yeah. I just think your muscles, your body's going to get that, you know, the muscles and the body they're going to digest that and just soak all that in anyway. So it's going to a good cause. It's not just being sitting there. The body's actually utilizing that, specifically if you do it after. So I would do that after for sure. But try not to do that all the time. Like try not to like, you know, day two of your carb, of your low carb day, you're not working out. Don't do the old, oh, you know what? I'm feeling tired. I need carbs. And just like fall into that. Like, just, you know what? You don't need those carbs. Don't try, you know what I mean? Like try not to eat those carbs on days you don't need to eat those carbs. Save on the low carb days I'm talking about, save that carb for after the workout and you're going to get way, way, way better results. Way better results.
Yeah. I love that. Don't make it something that you do every single day. Right. You know, you want to keep your low carb days as actual low carb days, but just know that there is that room for flexibility on occasion if needed.
And what about supplements? I know we kind of talked a little bit about supplements, but is like, are there any big supplements you should be using for carb cycling or just kind of basic ones that, you know?
Yeah, great question. I know this is kind of like muddy water because as an integrative health practitioner, I do suggest supplement protocols for people. And you're in Canada, right? So your supplements are regulated a lot better than ours. But there are some really great brands you can get. So first and foremost, I would suggest making sure you're getting a really, really high quality brand is going to be key. The number one supplement actually that I usually suggest for people is creatine, and it's okay. Something that is so healthy in so many more ways than like what we think. And it's also probably the number one most studied supplement that there is out there. It's very, very safe. And so especially when we're talking about building muscle, burning fat, things like that, it's going to be really, really helpful and beneficial, but it's also really great for your heart and just a lot of other health benefits to that. So I think that that's something that's great for most everyone to be on. I take it every single day and I have for a while. And then if you're somebody who is having any kind of digestion issues, because as we're transitioning, you have to have some grace with your body, because one, you're eating probably much more healthy and non-processed foods, more vegetables. And so making sure that your digestion is on point is going to be really helpful just to optimize your food and your nutrients in the best way possible. So a digestive enzyme can be really helpful if you're somebody who's having any trouble with digestion. A probiotic could be really beneficial. And then making sure you're hitting your bases. So I highly recommend to most everyone that they're on a multivitamin, because a high quality multivitamin, of course. This is because our food now is a lot different. Our food and our soil is a lot different than it's ever been in our existence.
Totally.
And so we are not getting the nutrients that we used to get out of our foods. And so even if you're somebody who eats really, really healthy, like myself, I still, when I just got blood work back and I had multiple nutritional deficiencies, even though I eat really healthy and I supplement. So I think that covering your bases with a high quality multivitamin to make sure that you're getting in all of those vitamins and minerals is going to be really important. From there, you know, I always suggest blood work, because bioindividuality is very real. And so it's hard for me to ever suggest something for someone. Like, I'll get an Instagram DM from someone like, I'm having this, this, and this, what supplement should I take? And I'm like, I can't responsibly as a practitioner suggest supplements for you over Instagram DM. I would need to really talk to you about your health history, what medications you're on, what other supplements you're taking, what is your lifestyle like, what is your stress like, have you had lab work that I can review? So typically I suggest that people get lab work done and then supplement from there based on what's needed. Are you deficient in vitamin D? Do you need a fish oil? Do you need magnesium? Magnesium is really, really important. It's something that is, you know, there's like 300 plus functions. Yeah, he's showing me magnesium right now. It's used in like 300 or more functions in the body, and most people are deficient in it because it also is really helpful for stress, which we live in a world where that is very high now. Yeah. So yeah, there are some things like all the ones that I just touched on, I think pretty much anyone can take and be healthy taking. But if you want to get down to the nitty gritty, get your blood work done and then work with a practitioner to figure out exactly what you particularly need for your body and your deficiencies and your goals.
Yeah, that was amazing, because it's so funny. You just said, I got to highlight a few things that you said. First of all, you talked about the soil. It's funny. I just had someone on my podcast, which is going to happen after this podcast, that talked exactly about the same thing. Wade Lightheart from Biooptimizers talked about the exact same thing you said, the soil deficiencies, and we need to be supplementing. And the second thing is, you know, I have my own supplement company where I have some general supplements for these guys that are taking the Over 40 Alpha program. But I take a ton of supplements. Like, you know, again, like my nutrition's on point. Like, you know, the foods I eat, like that's just my lifestyle. But we still, my wife and I have tons of supplements that we're taking just because we know that we're deficient. We know that we have to top up. We know have to make sure that we're optimizing. The third thing is magnesium. Man, it's so funny you just said that again, because obviously the person who was on, who's going to be on, we talked about magnesium and you know, specifically for men over 40, because that's one of the that's one of the micronutrients that helps boost your testosterone naturally, but also it's one of the ones that most people are completely deficient in. Most people. The fourth thing is creatine. So again, during the muscle building phases of the Over 40 program, I tell those guys to go on creatine just because, again, it helps support muscle growth, helps support a lot of other things, recovery, brain health, everything else. So that's one of the things we put them on. And finally, the blood work, like you said, 100%. The guys who are in the program, Over 40 Alpha program, everyone's starting to get their blood work. Before, when these guys came in, and most men in general, We're afraid to go to the doctor. That's number one. We don't want to go to the doctor. Oh, we'll get, no. You know, then when something happens, it's like, shit, I got to get to the doctor. Then when we get to the doctor, we kind of do the minimum. But now as these guys understand that testosterone's low, that, you know, they need to get the blood work in order to really find out where they are. And a lot of guys do it just to say, okay, let's see how good Funk's program really is. I'm going to go get my blood work. I'm going to get my testosterone. Now let's see what's going on. Yeah. I know deep in back in the mind, that's what some of them do. Yeah. Now most of these guys are getting their blood work done. They're going to the doctors regularly. They want to see that increase in testosterone and all of the other, you know, and find out what supplementation that they should be doing on top of the general ones I give them, but definitely blood work, guys. Like unless you're able to track something, you're just throwing shit out there. Like, you know, you can't tell me that you have low testosterone or you have this or you have that because of just symptoms, because there's so many symptoms that overlap each other for different health issues. Absolutely. You need to get your blood work done or get your testosterone levels done, know where you're at, where you're starting, and then it'll allow us to see where you're going. How are things going? Are you tracking the way you are? And so the blood work is super important. So everything you said there was just spot on, obviously. Well, you
good.
Know.
So. Yeah, good. I love that. I wanted to say one more thing as far as supplementations go. This isn't a supplement in particular, but I don't know if it's something you talk about or have seen research on, but like red light therapy for testosterone is something that is proven to work. And it's my understanding that it can be fairly expensive to get your own red light, but I think there are companies out there that have them at you know, reasonable prices. And you can also find them now a lot in like different red light therapy saunas and things like that. And so if that's something that you have access to, if you're a male that's trying to boost your testosterone, the thinking about getting a red light or finding a place that has them can be really, really helpful to just make that, you know, speed up your results even more.
Again, guys, listen, I'm going to tell you something. We didn't talk about any of this prior. Again, I'm having Anthony DiClemente, who is a bio-optimizer guy, on the podcast. And that's one of the things he talked about. I told these guys to buy his book, get his free book. Another thing he talked about was red light therapy. So this is it, guys. It's not – so the bottom line is a lot of things that we always – you know, I'm always talking about or I have people on. You can see that these are the things that if you implement them into your life, you know, nutrition, the supplementation, the bio-optimizing, you know, to help boost your testosterone. We're going to live till we're 100 and not being 100 in a wheelchair, but being 100, still doing burpees, still doing, you know, like we have all the technology and the health and the ability to get there. You know, that's my goal is like, I want to be 100 and still, you know, moving around and doing things as opposed to being, you know, 100 in a wheelchair. So, this is great. Thank you. Do you have anything else to add? So the other thing I want to know is if these guys, I don't want to overload you, but if you guys want to get information about, you know, what supplementation they should be doing and that sort of thing, can they reach out to you?
Oh my gosh. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
The best way to do that would be Instagram. So to just send me a DM on Instagram and then I can go from there. Yeah. And
what's your Instagram handle?
It is Rachel Mode Wellness.
Rachel Mode Wellness. Okay. Yep. We'll have links to all of that as well, but Rachel Mode Wellness.
Yep.
Okay. Perfect. So yeah, get on that, guys. I think that's really good because now you guys have you can put a face to the name if you're watching the video, or if you're listening, you can put a voice to the face when you go on to her Instagram, Rachel's Instagram, but definitely reach out to her. Rachel will hook you up, at least give me, lead you in the right direction as to where you want to go. But in regards to carb cycling, so guys, just, you know, if you go to over40shred.com/carb cycle shred, you will get our 28-day carb cycling shred program. It's the program specifically designed for men over 40. It's a 3-1-2-1, but it has everything you need. It has, basically take you through, you know, the quick start, how to set it up, the foods you should be eating, how, you know, examples of what a low carb day is, what a high carb day is, food list, and then, you know, a schedule so that you have a calendar. And then, you know, most importantly, nutrition plan that you put together. So like every day there's a meal plan that you can use as a guide, right? Just as a guide. But yeah, this is definitely going to be a game changer for you guys. You're going to lose a lot of weight. You know, it's going to be a game changer. And then from there, we have an adaptable carb cycling where after you do the carb cycle shred, then introduce, you know, the 2-1 and the 1-1 so that you can figure out where you're at and what your goals are. Do you have anything else? Any last words?
Yeah, I do. I wanted to touch on this real quick because it is like one of my biggest pet peeves when we're talking about hormones and testosterone in particular, even for women, especially in this space when a lot of it is like you come from that bodybuilder kind of mentality. People are eating 6 meals a day. So if you're eating 6 meals a day out of plastic Tupperware that's seeping in endocrine disruptors and excess estrogen and chemicals, you are completely negating everything else you're doing. So just my little pet peeve that you should use glass containers for your food. Also keep in mind like your personal care items. If you can do natural stuff, that's going to be better. So anything that is natural personal care, so any like body products that you're using, your detergent, your dish soap, things like that, if you can slowly transition those to more natural products, that's going to really help to just minimize the amount of endocrine disruptors that you're getting in on a daily basis. So if the focus here is testosterone or any hormone balancing in particular, let's just make those really simple swaps. And that can make a huge, huge difference. So glass Tupperwares, aluminum glass water bottles, because you always see, you know, I see bodybuilders who are eating 6 meals a day out of plastic containers, and they're also carrying around their giant water jug that's plastic and it's probably been sitting in their car and seeping in all this stuff in their water. I'm like, what are you doing? This is not right. They're probably also on testosterone, you know,
whatever. So like, yeah, they're
totally negating everything. Yeah. So anyways, yeah. And then sleep and stress, really, really important too, which I know you preach too. So
yeah, yeah. I mean, again, guys, we did not talk about this. Those are things I talk to the guys. And one of the things that I'm one of the people who walk the walk and talk the talk, but I wasn't walking the walk when it came to water, because for me, it was just like, okay, I got to get bottles of water, a case of water. Now we just bought a water cooler. I just bought one. It's being shipped from Amazon. Cause I'm like, forget this, man. We got to get a water cooler so that we just use glass and get rid of all this, you know, all the water bottles. Yeah. And then also, you know, my wife and I are also meal prep is one of our, alpha rituals, because in the program we have a ritual every Saturday is meal prep day and podcast day. So you meal prep while you listen to a podcast. That's kind of like a ritual. So one of the at the beginning, I just, you know, again, it was like getting Tupperware, but now, guys, as you are moving forward, let's try to optimize. We're always trying to optimize, right? So as this becomes a lifestyle, you know, you say okay, I've got the lifestyle down. Now, where can I make changes? Oh, okay. I'm going to now use glass instead of, you know, plastic. I'm going to go to a water cooler instead of water bottles. I'm going to, you know, get rid of the, you know, cleaning products that aren't natural and shampoos and all those things that kill our testosterone. Like, all of these things, you don't have to do all at once.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like, okay, I can't do all of this. I'm quitting. Yeah. No. Get that baseline first. Yeah. Like, again, we talked about food quality. Get that baseline. Okay. Now I'm here. I've lost weight. My testosterone levels are high. How do I optimize? How do I get it higher? Now let's move these things. Get more sleep, 7 to 9 hours. Let's get more recovery, which is what we talk about and what we do with our yoga and all the meditation, all the other stuff. You know, change the water, change the glass, you know, all of those little things that we can do. That'll optimize after we get that baseline. So again, amazing that you mentioned that. And thank you so much for being here, man. This has been incredible, Rachel. You're going to change lives. The one other thing I want to talk about, when you guys get the Carb Cycle Share program, you will see, we just talked about, because I know that someone's going to ask this question. We just talked about, you know, 3 to 4 meals and maybe not having 6. And in the carb cycle shred, you'll see that there's every day there's like five or six like meals that you can eat. Those are just kind of like guidelines. Like, we're not telling you to eat all of them. We're saying, okay, here's like an example, you know, breakfast. Here's an example, you know, snack if you want to have a snack. It's not like eat all of these things. And the other thing is, and we may have to have you on again just to talk about, you know, take leveling it up again to like adding fasting and carb cycling. So you can have both, right? Because that's what I'm doing right now. I fast while carb cycling. So I'm still on my low carb day, but I'm still fasting. Yeah. So once you get again to that, like that level where you're, this is sustainable, I'm good. Let's add, but you know, my lifestyle is such that I can't eat in the mornings. I just, you know, like for me, it's like, let's just say the lifestyle of the person is they rather not eat breakfast. Then yeah, you can add the carb cycling or add fasting and carb cycling, have them both going. And whether you're using 1-1, 2-1 or 3-1, still get incredible results.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that you touched on, you know, kind of taking care of the big rocks first and then slowly making those other changes have to all be done at once. Right. And I love fasting. It's so helpful and beneficial, and health-wise, I think it's so, so healthy. So I'd be happy to pop back on and talk about that more and talk about the different carb cycles and stuff more too.
For sure. Thank you so much, Rachel. So again, how do people get to you? Like, what are your website or if it's Instagram, let us know.
Yep. So the website is really just hitmax.com. That's more so where we do all of our workouts and meal plan stuff. But if I do my own wellness coaching, and so if you're interested in that, or you just want to learn more about what I do, different hormones, things like that, I talk a lot about it on Instagram. I'm really good getting back to people on my Instagram DMs. It's something that I've tried really hard to create a community there of people who know me and who I, you know, I have people I talk to on there like every single day.
That's awesome.
And I feel like they're my friends. And like, if I go to their city, I for sure will make time to meet up with them. So I love that that platform really connects people. So anyways, that's a really great place if you want to reach me personally. Pop into my DMs. We can talk more about carb cycling, testosterone, if you wanted to do wellness stuff, whatever. I'm always available.
And what is that again? What's the Instagram again?
That's Rachel Mode Wellness. And it's Rachel, just R-A-C-H-E-L, keep it simple, Mode, M-O-D-E, Wellness.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Rachel. I really appreciate it. And there you go, guys. Now, again, get this Carb Cycle Shred program, 28-day program. That's the one you want to start, 3-1-2-1. Go to over40shred.com/Carb Cycle Shred. Okay, /Carb Cycle Shred. That'll get you this program. And start using it right away, and we'll be there to support you throughout. So we're not leaving you alone. There's always coaching. There's some coaching videos on there as well. So, and this video will also be on there as well. So you guys will have that also. Thanks so much, Rachel. I appreciate it.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Hey, I hope you enjoyed that episode and got a lot of information from there that you can start using right away. Please make sure that you give this a 5-star rating and download this and send it to your friends. Also, if you haven't yet, please join the Over 40 Alpha Brotherhood for free. If you go to over40alpha.com/7-day trial, join for free and get workouts, nutrition, recovery, mindset, everything you need to get into the best shape of your life. Thanks a lot, and I'll see you in the next episode. Get it done.
You've been listening to the Over 40 Alpha podcast, hosted by Funk Roberts. Former professional athlete turned master metabolic trainer and best-selling author. Bringing you the best information to help you get into the best shape and health of your life in your 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. Join us for another podcast.